In this mission conference, we pray that you will speak to every heart of ours. Father, here we are waiting upon you. We pray that you will speak to our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'm
very happy to be with you this morning. Today I'll ask you to read two passages. I hope that from the scripture you speak to us. The first one is from Paul 19,
29.
Man makes mistakes, but God is always.
29章18节. 29章18节.
Okay. Chapter 29, verse 18.
圣经这样说.
The Bible says.
没有异象, 民就放肆, 为遵守律法的, 便为有福.
Where there's no revelation, the people cares of. Be
ashamed,
but blessed is he who keeps the law. Here it says, when there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
在古老的英文翻译 King James Version 有更重的话.
In the King James Version translation, the word is more forceful.
没有异象，民就灭亡.
And it says, without revelation, the people will perish.
民就会放肆.
The people will perish.
民就要灭亡.
They will perish.
假如没有异象.
If there is no revelation.
Vision.
Vision.
什么叫做 vision?
What is vision?
从英文来说, a vision is something we can see clearly that the Lord wants us to do.
用英文来说就是意象就是神要我们看到很清楚地看到他要我们所看到的事情。我们看到一样事情很清楚。 We can see one thing which is very clear to us.
是上帝要我去实行的。
That's what God wants me to go ahead and do.
这就是意象。
And this is what vision means.
假如没有意象,
without vision,
你跟我就会放肆,
and we will be without restraint.
我们就会灭亡,
and we will perish.
我们的前途就黑暗,
and we will have a very dark future.
假如教会没有意象,
if the church without vision,
教会就要放肆,
the church will be without restraint.
教会也会灭亡,
and the church will perish too.
你有意象吗?
Do you have the vision?
你有没有看见一样事情?
Do you see one thing which is very clear?
是上帝要我做的,
which is God asked you to do.
我们看第二段圣经,
let's read the second scripture,
在使徒行传16章,
which is in Acts chapter 16.
这里有一段经文, 我们一定已经看过好多次。
There's a passage we have read many times in the past.
但是盼望今天你有新的感受, 新的领受。
And I hope that you will have a new insight, a new receiving today.
16章6到10节.
Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 10.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道, 他们就经过弗里加加拉太一带的地方。
And Paul and his companion traveled throughout the region of Phrygia, Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往北推你去，耶稣的灵却不许。
And when they came to the border of Asia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
So they passed by Asia and went down to Troas.
在夜间有异象现女保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us.
保罗去看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，因为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them.
这里保罗看见一个异象。
Here Paul saw a vision.
他看得很清楚，有一样事情是上帝要他去做的。
He saw very clearly there's one thing that God called him to do.
这是异象。
This is a vision.
但是请大家注意。
But I ask you to pay attention.
这是一个新的异象。
This is a new vision.
我再说。
I'll say again.
这是一个新的异象。
This is a new vision.
因为保罗已经有很多旧的异象。
Because Paul already have many, many past visions.
在使徒行传第九章。
In chapter 9 of Acts.
他有慕道的异象。
He has a vision for missionary.
Evangelism.
For evangelism.
他一信耶稣，他就有这个慕道的异象。
When he studied, and then he had the vision of evangelism.
他刚刚信耶稣，就有这个慕道的异象。
Once he received Christ, and then he had the vision of evangelism.
他立刻就领人归主。
And immediately he is leading people to Christ.
因为他看得很清楚。
Because he saw very clearly.
这是上帝要他做的。
That's what God called him to do.
我们不必等很久才领人归主。
We don't have to wait for a long time before we can lead people to Christ.
我们不必要参加主日学很多次才领人归主。
We don't have to attend the Sunday school many, many times before we can lead people to Christ.
当然这个最好。
That's good for you to attend Sunday school.
但是一个人一信耶稣就要有布道的意向。
But the moment you accept Christ, you must have the vision of evangelism.
立刻领人归主。
You want to bring people to Christ immediately.
感谢天父。
Thank God.
有很多基督徒都是这样。
There are many, many Christians who have this kind of experience.
是一位林老太太，一位 old lady.
There is an old lady, Mrs. Lin.
她一信耶稣。
Once he accept Christ.
她那个时候有癌症。
And he had cancer at that time.
她快要离开世界。
He is passing away, you know, pretty soon.
但是她立刻领人归主。
But immediately he is leading people to Christ.
一年半以后，她就离开世界了。
One and a half years later.He died.
但是他带了十四个人信耶稣。
But he led 14 people to Christ.
十四个人都接受水礼加入教会。
All these 14 people was baptized and joined the church.
他信耶稣以后都是在病床上。
After he accepted Christ, he was laying in bed all this time.
但是这位 Mrs. Lim, 他领了十四个人信耶稣。
But he led 14 people to Christ.
求天父帮助你。
Ask God to help you.
你现在不是在病床上。
You are now not bedridden.
你身体很好。
You have a strong body.
你可以为主做更多的工作。
You can do more for Jesus.
一信耶稣，保罗就有布道的意向。
Once Paul accepted Christ, he has this vision of evangelism.
他立刻领人归主。
And he immediately is leading people to Christ.
因为他也有一个准备。预备的意象。
And then he also have a vision of preparation.
他到亚拉伯三年。
He went to the wilderness Arab for 3 years.
预备自己为主做更好的工作。
He prepared himself to do better work for Christ.
他看得很清楚。
He saw very clearly.
这是上帝要他做的。
That's what God tell him to do.
求天父也帮助你有这个预备的意象。
And I would like to ask God to give you this vision of preparation.
没有到主日学好好念圣经，我们不能为主做更有效的工作。
If you don't attend Sunday school and study the Bible and know the God's word better, you cannot work for God more efficiently.
你假如没有在团契里面训练，你就不能够为主做更好的工作。
If you are not trained in your fellowship to do better for God, you cannot be more efficient.
我知道在 St. Louis 有两个很出名的神学院。
I know that in St. Louis there's two very well-known seminaries.
一个是 Covenant， 一个是 Concordia。
One is Covenant Seminary, one is Concordia Seminary.
这是世界有名的神学院。
They are world-renowned seminary.
我鼓励你参加他们夜间的课程。
I would like to encourage you to take evening class from them.
没有好好预备，我们不能够为主做更有效的工作。
If you don't equip yourself, you cannot be more efficient to do God's work.
保罗有意向，预备的意向。
And Paul has this vision of preparation.
以后保罗有第三个意向。
And Paul also has the third vision.
他有教会的意向。
And he has a vision of the church.
他本来很自由，在自己的家乡为主工作。
Before he was doing God's work in his own country, very freely.
但是以后他投入安提柯教会。
And later on, he joined the church at Antioch.
他忠心在安提柯教会做工。
And he worked faithfully in the church of Antioch.
我们好多人在大学查经班信耶稣。
Many of us who have accepted Christ in a Bible study group in the college.
那是最甜蜜的时候。
That's one of the most sweet times.
因为在大学查经班里面，所有的人都是大学生，都是一样。
Because in the Bible study in college, everybody is about the same, so it's easy to get along with each other.
所以你很享受那个时候。
And you enjoy that period of time very much.
你来到这个教会。
And when you get to the church,
你发现有老人啰啰嗦嗦，啰啰嗦嗦。
And you find that there are old people who keep nagging, rumbling.
你看见有小孩子走来跑来跑去，麻烦的要死。
And you see all these young people who's running around making all sorts of noises. And you see the deacons, the elders, and they all with a poker face.
这样不可以，那样不可以。
And you can't do this and you cannot do that.
你就很讨厌这个教会。
And you feel very rejected.
你说我在大学查经班多么好。
And you think that, oh, how sweet it was now in the Bible study group.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
一个人在象牙塔里面不会长大的。
Those who live in the ivory tower will not grow up.
他一定要出来面对现实。
He has to come out and face the reality.
他才能够长大。
And then he will grow mature.
我告诉你，在大学生查经班里面，你不会长大的。
I can tell you, if you stay in your own small Bible study group, you will not become mature.
你永远都是一个大学生。
You will always be a college student.
你永远都是一个小孩子。
And you will always be a little kid.
当你来到教会。
But when you come to the church.
有老人你要应付。
And you see these old people.
有小孩子
you know how to handle them.
你要应付。
You see all these young kids. You know how to deal with them.
长老执事你要应付。
And you see all those deacons elders. You know how to deal with them.
在教会里面奇奇怪怪各样的人都有。
In the church there's all sorts of strange people.
你能够应付他们。
Do you know how to deal with that?
我告诉你，你就长大了。
I tell you, then you are really mature. You are growing up.
保罗有教会的意向。
Paul has the vision of the church.
他不是永远在大学生查经班里面。
He did not stay in the Bible study group of the college all the time.
进到安提那教会。
He entered the church of Antioch.
他就长大。
And then he grew up.
被上帝大大的重用。
And God used him tremendously.
那保罗有布道的意向。
And he also has the vision of evangelism.
他有预备的意向。
And he has a vision of preparation.
他有教会的意向。
And then he has the vision of the church.
还有第四，他有差传的意向 missions.
And then fourth, he also has the mission, the vision of the mission.
他在安提阿教会成立差会。
He established the missionary department in the church of Antioch.
以后他们有每年的预算。
And they have an annual budget.
他们每年的计划。
And they have an annual plan.
最后，保罗、巴拿巴被差遣出去做宣教士。
And then Paul and Barnabas were sent out to be missionary at the end.
我在 香港一个很大的教会长大。
I grew up in a big church in Hong Kong.
在我那个时候有1500会友。
At that time, they already have 1,500 members.
现在有4000个会友。
Today, they have over 4,000 members.
所以在教会里面，我们和的弟兄姐妹一同做工。
There are many, many brothers and sisters who work together in the church.
有天父差遣我跟麦师母到新加坡，从香港到新加坡做海外宣教士。
Then God sent me and Mrs. Ma to go to Singapore to be missionary.
我们发觉我们不会做工。
We found out that we don't know how to do the work.
在香港的时候，我们有很多弟兄姐妹一喊，大家就做了。
And we will have many, many brothers and sisters in Hong Kong. Once we have something to do, we all do it together. We know how to do it.
但是在新加坡这个 mission field 这个工厂上只有我们两个人。
But in the mission field of Singapore, there are only the two of us.
怎么做呢？
How can we do it?
并且没有礼拜堂。
We don't have a church.
没有一个礼拜堂建筑。
We don't have a building of the church.
我们也没有会有。
And we don't have any member for the church.
前天晚上我做见证，我们就是每天每去探访。
Two days ago, I tell you the testimony how we went out door to door to witness for Jesus.
但是这个很慢。
But there's a worse no way of doing it.
后来我们就祷告。
Then we pray about it.
天父帮助我们有更快的方法。
And God helped us to have something that was faster.
怎么快一点把福音传开？
How can we spread the gospel a little faster?
怎么快一点得着更多人信耶稣？
How can we spread the gospel to more people more rapidly?
在祷告里面，我们决定开假期学校。
And then in our prayer, we decide that we'll have a vocational Bible school.
我们就写一些单张分给我们那一区里面的人。
And then we wrote some gospel tracts and spread distribute in the neighborhood.
你们的孩子在假期的时候没有事情做，很吵很闹不如送来礼拜堂。
Since your kids, you know, don't have anything to do during the summer vacation, and they are always making trouble at home, send them to the church.
我们教他们唱歌，也给他讲故事。
We'll teach them how to sing, and we'll tell them stories.
我们也给他做手工。
And we'll have handicraft classes for them.
我们在家里就平安一点了。
And then you can have more quiet and tranquility in at home.
还有更重要。
And more importantly,
我们要教小孩子孝顺父母。
And we'll teach kids how to obey their parents.
父母一看见最后一句话，赶快把孩子送来了。
And when the parents saw the last passage, they send their kids immediately.
然后我们也照着我们的应许的去做。
And then we did what we promised.
但是单单小孩子来不够。
If only the kids come, it's not enough.
怎么能够叫家长也来呢？
How can we attract the parents to come too?
我们就告诉孩子礼拜五我们有手工展览。
And then we tell them that on Friday we will have this display exhibit of all the handicrafts.
请你的爸爸妈妈来。
Ask your parents to come.
每天我们都问他们。
Every day we ask them.
礼拜五有什么？
What's going to happen on Friday?
展览。
The exhibits of our handicrafts.
叫谁来？
Who is going to come?
爸爸妈妈。
Our parents will come.
每天都问小孩子。
We ask them every day.
他们就记得。
And then they put that in their head.
果然，在礼拜五，200多家长来。
And on Friday, really, there are over 200 parents who came.
我们很欢喜。
We are really overjoyed.
家长很欣赏他们的手工。
And the parents really enjoy the exhibit.
当然，他们欣赏咯。
Of course they will enjoy it.
因为小孩子做一半，另外一半是我跟麦师母做的。
Because the kids only did half of it. The other half was done by myself and Mrs. Ma.
那么再过一个礼拜。
Another week passed.
那么再要他们家长来。
And we asked the parents to come again.
来了一次不容易，再来第二次
After they came for the first time, it's more difficult to come again.
所以我们要想一些方法。
And then we have to think of some way to do it.
40个学生。
We have 40 students.
所有都是第一名。
Every one of them are number one in class.
为什么那么多第一名啊？
How can we create so many number ones?
有。
Of course they are.
十个唱歌很好的都是唱歌第一名。
And these 10 of them, they sing well, then they are number one in singing.
另外有十个，我讲话，他也讲话的，讲话第一名。
There's another 10, they always talk when I talk, so they're number one in talking.
另外有十个是最顽皮的 ，recreation 康乐第一名。
And then there's another 10 who's always overactive, and then we call them, you know, number one in activities.
另外有一个傻，十个傻傻的。
And then the other 10 who are more restrained.
是品性第一名。
and then they are more number one attentive.
啊, 他们品行, what is 品行? 啊, 很乖啦。
And they are the best behaving kids.
啊, 所有都是第一名。
So everyone is number one.
叫妈爸妈妈来看我们的毕业典礼。
And they ask the parents to come to join the graduation ceremony.
又有两百个人来。
And there's another 200 of them come.
我告诉各位,
I can tell you.
我们做基督徒要常常有 creativity, 要创新性。
As Christians, we have to be creative.
那个笨笨的、乖乖的、傻傻的基督徒不能为主工作。
If you're not creative, you cannot do work for God effectively.
保罗他为主做宣教的事工、拆船的事工。
Paul had the evangelistic works for God. He did missionary work for God.
他有很多的创新性。
He had many, many creative ideas.
他为主成就最好的。
And he did great works for God.
福音是最老的,
the gospel is old. But the method has to be new.
我们要有最古老的福音, 但是我们的methodology要非常的创新。
We will use the newest methodology to spread the oldest gospel.
这样才能够为主工作。
And that's doing God, work for God.
保罗有这四种旧的意象。
Paul has these four old visions.
布道的意象,
the vision of evangelism.
预备的意象,
the vision of preparation.
教会的意象,
the vision of the church.
还有拆船的意象,
and the vision of mission.
在这里,保罗有一个新的意象。
But here, Paul has this new vision.
上帝给保罗一个意象, 他看得很清清楚楚。
Paul, God gave Paul this vision and let him see very clearly.
我要到马其顿传福音。
And Paul said, I want to go to Macedonia to spread the gospel.
你一定读过这段经文。
I believe all of you have read this passage before.
但是你知道吗? 这段经文有三个不同的解释。
But do you know that there are three different interpretations about this scripture?
第一个解释。
The first interpretation.
这是一个超然的意象。
Somebody think that this is a supernatural vision.
特别在这里说, 在夜间有异象现于保罗。
And he says that at night there was a vision appeared to Paul.
那么在夜间一定是超然的异象。
So they think that since it happened at night, it must be a supernatural vision.
保罗祷告以后看见大光照下来。
And when Paul prayed and prayed and prayed, and then all of a sudden this bright light shining down on him.
啊, 保罗看见一个人在光里面对他说, 保罗,请你过来马其顿帮助我们。
And then Paul saw this person appear in this bright night and called him, Paul, come over and help us.
或者是在梦里面保罗看见大光。
Or maybe Paul saw this bright light in his dream.
看见马其顿人在他的梦里面。
And he saw this Macedonian in his dream.
这个是可能的。
This is possible.
假如我们有一个超然的意象很好。
If we have a supernatural vision, which is wonderful.
但是还有第二个解释。
But there are second interpretation.
那一些很尊重上帝写出来的话语, they respect the written word of God. 那一些学者他们不接受第一个解释，他们说是第二个解释。
Most of those scholars who respect God's word, they do not accept the first interpretation. They won't accept the second interpretation.
特别是 respect the written word of God.
Those who respect the written words of God.
他们研究这段圣经，除了在夜间这三个字以外，没有其他的 evidences， 没有其他的证明说这是超然的意象。
When they study, when this passage, other than at night, they didn't see any other words that indicated which is a supernatural vision.
所以他们说保罗看见的意象是一个自然的意象。
So they think that the vision that Paul saw is a natural vision.
在保罗心里面看见这个马其顿人。
In Paul's heart, he saw this Macedonian.
在保罗的心里面，他听见马其顿人的声音。
And in his heart, he heard the voice of this Macedonian.
但是他肉眼，他的 physical eyes 看没有什么。
But his physical eyes did not see anything.
他的 physical ears， 他的耳朵没有听见什么。
And his physical ears did not hear.
保罗是在心里面看见这个马其顿的异象。
He saw this Macedonian in his heart.
这个异象是在保罗心中。
This is a vision in his heart.
不是超然的异象，是自然的异象。
This is not a supernatural vision, but a natural vision.
这个很可能。
This is very possible.
但是我接受第三个解释。
But personally, I would like to accept the third interpretation.
也不是超然的意象。
This is not a supernatural vision.
也不单单是自然的意象。
And this is not merely a natural vision.
我接受第三个解释。
Personally, I like the third interpretation.
第三个解释是什么呢？
What is the third interpretation?
这个马其顿人就是写《使徒行传》的路加医生。
And this Macedonian is the person who wrote the book of Acts, Dr. Luke.
为什么呢？
Why do I say that?
有一个原因。
There's one reason.
我们回来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
保圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
Paul has been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching in the world in the province of Asia.
是这样吗？
Well, I'm foreign to Chinese.
没有你
okay,
圣灵禁止他们，这是他们。
They were kept by the Holy Spirit. Let's use the third person. They.
他们就经过弗里加、加拉太一带的地方。
And then they travel through the region of Phrygia and Galatia.
也是他们。
And they also use the pronoun.They,
到了美西亚，他们想要往北推地区。
And then, they came to the border of Mysia.
以后第八，他们又越过美西亚，下到特洛亚去。
And then in verse 8, they passed by Mysia and went down to Taurus.
请大家注意，他们这个代名词。
And notice that in all these several verses, it's always the pronoun they were used, was used.
但是当来了
But when the vision came,
第十节
in verse 10,
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，因为上帝召我们传福音给那里的人听。
And in verse 10, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them.
为什么有这个改变？
Why is the change here?
当然有的读圣经人，我们、他们、他们，我们都是一样了。
To most of us who read the Bible, they and us, us and they, they are all the same.
这个改变有意义吗？
Is the change here has some special meaning?
有。
There's a very special meaning here.
100% of the 学者都相信。
100% of the Bible scholars believe.
《使徒行传》里面有三段叫做 "We sections"， 我们的段落。
There are three passages in the Book of Acts, which is called the "We sections."
第一就是十六章。
The first one is in chapter 16.
第二段就是二十、二十一章。
The second section is in 21-22.
第三段经文是27-28章。
And the last section is 27-28.
100% 的学者都相信。
All the Bible scholars believe.
当路加医生用 we 用我们的时候，就是他与保罗的布道团在一起。
Whenever Luke, the writer of the Book of Acts, used the pronoun we, he was with Paul.
他不在
of the gospel team.
他不在布道团的时候
when he is not in the gospel team
他就说他们去这里他们去哪里他去哪里
and then he'll use the pronoun they went there they went here
当他在布道团的时候
when Luke was in the gospel team himself
他就说我们做这个事情我们做那个事情
then he'll use the pronoun we did this we did that
那就很清楚了
So it's very clear.
特罗亚马其顿意象以前
before the vision of Taurus and Macedonia,
保罗希拉提摩太在布道团工作
Paul, Silas and Timothy was in the gospel team working together.
以后到了特罗亚
after that, after the Taurus,
路加就加入那个布道团
Luke joined the team.
所以很多学者就相信那一天晚上路加跟保罗吃过晚饭他们在家里谈话
And many scholars believe after dinner that night Luke was talking to Paul.
路加就对保罗说
Luke said this to Paul.
保罗牧师为什么不来我们希腊半岛向我们希腊人传福音呢
Pastor Paul, why don't you come to Peninsula of Greece and spread the gospel to us?
我们马其顿人一直都追求真理
We, the people in Macedonia, we always seeking for the truth.
但是我们找不到真理
But we cannot find it.
保罗请你过来马其顿帮助我们
Paul, would you please come to Macedonia to help us?
相信保罗就说对不起我不能去
I believe that Paul might say that I'm sorry I don't think I can go
My mission agency has no such budget
Because 因为我的差权机构没有这样的预算
I have to report back to my chairman of the meeting in Europe
我从来没有去过欧洲
I can study Greek language but I cannot manage Greek preaching very well
我也学过希腊文但是我不能够用希腊文讲得很好
I've never been in Europe
我从来没有去过欧洲
We have never been
我们从来没有
这个是教会死亡的一个秘诀
This is one of the true way for church to die
We have never been so 我们从来都没有这样做
我们从来没有做过这样的事情
Well, perhaps Paul, this is Paul's reply.
Maybe Paul replied to Luke like that.
讲中文了。
或者这就是保罗对路加的回答。
但是路加没有放弃。
But Luke did not give up.
最后路加很激动，他就站起来。
At the end, Luke was getting very excited, and he stood up.
有一个马其顿人站在保罗面前，对他说：“保罗，保罗，请你过来帮助我们。”
And this Macedonian who's standing in front of Paul and asked Paul, "Please come and help us."
保罗就看这个是异象
and Paul saw this as the vision.
是天上来的异象。
This is a vision from heaven.
这是上帝来的意象。
This is a vision from God.
他看得很清楚。
He saw it very clearly.
这是上帝要他做的。
That's what God has tell him to do.
以后他就从亚洲把福音带到欧洲。
And then Paul bring the gospel from Asia to Europe.
基督教不是洋教。不是西方的宗教。
The Christianity is not a Western religion.
圣经里面有66卷书
There are 66 chapters in the Bible
books 有40个作者
There are 40 different authors
39个作者是亚洲人
39 of these authors are Asians
只有路加一个作者是欧洲人
The only author Luke is a European
要是外面的人误会我们基督教是西方宗教我们不怪他们。
If somebody outside of our church misunderstood Christianity as a Western religion, I cannot blame them.
有的时候连基督徒也不知道。
But sometimes even the Christians do not understand.
基督教是我们亚洲的宗教。
Christianity is a religion from Asia.
不是西方的宗教。
It's not Western religion.
因为66卷书有40个作者。
In these 66 books, 40 authors,
除了路加这个欧洲人以外
There's only one European among them, Luke.
其他三十九个作者都是我们亚洲人。
The other 39 are both Asians like us.
这是亚洲的宗教。
This is a religion from Asia.
这是我们亚洲人的宗教。
This is a religion for us, the Asians.
是保罗第一个人第一次从亚洲把基督教带到欧洲去。
And this is the first time when Paul brought this Christianity from Asia to Europe.
这是一个伟大的突破。
This is a great breakthrough.
我们在 St. Louis 信了耶稣做基督徒。
We accept Christ here in St. Louis. We become a Christian.
我知道你们教会已经有很多异象。
I know that there are many visions in this church.
你们有布道的异象。
You have the vision of evangelism.
你们有拆穿的预备的异象。
You have the vision of preparation.
你们有教会的异象。
You have the vision of the church.
你们有拆穿的异象。
And you have the vision of the mission.
不够。
Wonderful.
求主给你们有新的异象。
Ask God to give you a new vision.
新的突破。
A new breakthrough.
新的发展。
A new development.
我知道你们已经准备盖一个新礼拜堂。
I know that you are preparing to build a new church.
那是一个新的意向。
This is a new vision.
但是不够。
But that's not enough.
礼拜堂只是预备我们去做工。
The church building is only to prepare us to do God's work.
盖了礼拜堂以后你要做什么工？
But what are you going to do after you build the church?
做了礼拜堂以后你要做什么工？
What will you do after you build the church?
还没有盖礼拜堂以前就要预备好。
Before you build the church, you have to prepare yourself.
我们先有意向。
Let's have the vision first.
说给我们在 St. Louis 有一个突破。
Let's have a breakthrough in St. Louis.
预备好我们的心。
Prepare our heart.
预备好我们的经济。
Prepare our financial.
预备我们的一个工作的计划。
Prepare us for a plan of our task.
当新礼拜堂一盖好以后。
When our new church is finished.
我们就能够有一个新的发展。
And we will have a new development.
我在多伦多住了四年。
I live in Toronto for 4 years.
有一个小教会160人。
There's a small church, they have only 160 members.
比你们人数少。
Not as many as you were.
他们要盖礼拜堂。
And they want to build a church.
神父帮助他们有意向。
And I help them to have this vision.
他们就到多伦多的北边找一个地方。
And they went up to the north side of Toronto.
在那边盖礼拜堂。
And they built a church there.
450个座位。
And they built one for 450 seats.
大家都笑他们。
Everybody was laughing at them.
160个人盖400个座位，哈哈哈！什么时候才能够做得满？
You have only 160 members and you build a church for 450 members. Sis, when are you going to fill the church?
但是他们有意向。
But they have this vision.
他们有计划。
And they have the plan.
他们预备他们财政计划。
And they plan their financial.
预备他们的工作计划。
And they plan their work.
礼拜堂盖好。
When the church is finished,
他们就开始工作。
And they go out to work.
四年里面。
Within 4 years.
从160个人现在以后到900个人。
From 160 people, they now grew to 900 members.
他们有900个人以后。
When they have 900 members,
感觉地方还不够。
And they feel that the place is too small for them.
刚刚他们又再扩展他们的 building。
And they just expand their building one more time.
还没有盖礼拜，还没有扩展以前。
Before they expand,
他们预备预算，财政预算。
And they prepare their financial forecast.
他们工作计划。
And they have a plan for the work.
他们盖好礼拜堂三个月。
After they complete their church 3 months.
现在有1100个人做礼拜。
And now today they have 1100 members to attend the church.
我相信天父在你们教会要大大施福。
I believe God will bless this church tremendously.
但是一定要有意向。
But you must have the vision.
有新的意向。
You must have the new vision.
我们以前都没有这样做。
We've never done this before.
我们从来没有这样做。
We've never did that before.
这是教会死亡的原因。
And that's the sure way for the church to die.
求主帮助我们有意向。
ask God to give us the vision.
不但有旧的意象,
not only have the vision from the past, but must have a vision for the future.
主啊,要来的三年,
in the next 3 years,
主啊,要来的五年,
in the next 5 years,
我们应当做什么?
What shall we do?
我们看得很清楚,
we can see very clearly.
这是上帝要我们做的。
This is what God asks us to do.
有了这样的意象,
when you have this vision,
教会就要大大蒙天父所用,
the church will be blessed by God.
我们一同祷告,
let's all bow down here and pray together.
Father, we are thankful for this opportunity to share the word of yours with the congregation.
父神们感谢你让我们有 有这样的机会跟会众一同分享你的话。
求求, pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
求圣灵继续向我们说话。
That we could have a good plan for church building.
我们可以有一个好的建堂计划。
And also a good plan for the future ministry.
我们也要为我们将来的事工有一个好的计划。
That our church can grow in quantity and also in quality.
我们的教会在人数和在灵命上面都能够同时的增长。
That your name could be glorified in the years to come.
你的名字能够得到荣耀。
We thank you for this moment together.
我们为这个我们一起的时间我们献上感谢。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.